This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Hundreds of millions of dollars in state tax credits awarded largely to Detroit's three automakers are coming due. Credits used during the Great Recession to keep jobs here in Michigan. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes believes a little history lesson is in order. Daniel, now take us back to the beginning. Governor Jennifer Granholm's Democratic administration approved most of the tax credits, but just to make the counterpoint to Republican critics in the legislature today, it was Republican Governor John Engler who started these tax credits in 1995, no?
Yes, that's true, but I think the facts do bear out that the Granholm administration, late in her second term, faced with the automotive implosion coming out of the Great Recession, had a choice. These companies were looking at places to invest for new products, and rather than essentially be nickel and diming various states where they had plants, the Granholm administration decided to kind of end the discussion. It's kind of like somebody coming to the boss and saying, I've got another job offer, and rather than giving them a 5% raise, they give them a 25 or 30% raise. And essentially, that's kind of what's happened here. They issued billions of dollars of tax credits to all three automakers, and those were contingent upon them making the investments and hiring the people. And not only have they made the investments and hired the people, they are on the longest tear of growth that this industry has seen since the 1960s. And they're starting their seventh year of consecutive market growth. These credits are starting to come due, and the state is having to pay them. It's important to note here that the auto companies agreed to do something, and they did it. And the state also agreed to do something, and now it has to do it. It's very easy to sit back and point fingers and engage in partisan sniping and forget where we were in 2008 and 2009. I mean, we were on the edge of, clearly on the edge of an abyss.
And we could have very easily seen those jobs and that investment money wind up in, oh, let's say, Georgia, right?
Well, that's right. There were a lot of plants that were closed in that time frame. And one of the byproducts of what happened here is these companies retreated into what I call Fortress Michigan. They closed plants in places like Georgia and Louisiana and Virginia and other parts around the country. These credits were so attractive. I had one senior executive tell me back in 2011 that they could not invest in Michigan. So we reap the benefits. And it's important to note, we do get the income tax revenue from those jobs. We do get the sales tax revenue from the people who are making money and buying goods and services in the state. This isn't a zero-sum game. It's a very difficult situation to negotiate, and Governor Snyder is very involved in it personally. He told us that in a recent interview. He's personally running the numbers and trying to understand this. The problem with a program like this is it's not very transparent. Once the credits go to the companies can decide when they're going to claim them. And so it's essentially like getting bills in the mail that you don't know are coming. And that, as we've all been in that situation, or when the water heater dies and all of a sudden it's going to cost you X numbers of dollars that you didn't see coming. But these are much larger numbers than that.
Well, Daniel, what options does Governor Snyder have going forward? Could he ask the legislature to cap those wages that could be applied toward the tax credits?
That's, I think, unclear. They cut a deal, so it's kind of hard to put caps on them retroactively. If you look at, there's a chart accompanying my colleague Chad Livengood's story today about this, you'll see that once the Snyder administration came into office, they really slowed this down. They did issue some amendments to these automakers, but as a general proposition, they slowed these things down. And the governor's on record saying he really doesn't like these credits because they're not transparent and they don't have a lot of accountability. And they've tried to move away from this because of exactly the problem that they're dealing with right now.
But it certainly is clear from your column today in the news, you're not expecting the best out of the legislature. I think the words whale, grandstand, and cartoonish understanding of how the credits work were used.
Well, yeah, exactly. And without pointing direct fingers, I had a conversation with somebody in Lansing about this, who says that every time a story appears, the MEDC gets all sorts of calls from legislators, all exercised about these credits. And a lot of, I think, legislators, especially the new ones, as well as a lot of members of the general public, assume that, say, a $200 million tax credit to a company to come and locate in Michigan or add jobs in Michigan means they get a check for $200 million of state money. That's not the way it works. These companies have got to fulfill what they say they're going to do, how many jobs they're going to add, what the payrolls are going to be before they can claim the credit. So they essentially, the way they're set up, to simplify it, is they have to deliver before the state will honor the credits. It's not a front-loaded kind of deal. But when you look at what GM, Ford, and Chrysler have done in the state and the jobs they've added, and you think about the production, I mean, production in Michigan is up 48% just in Michigan alone since 2010. They've really redoubled, and we are the beneficiaries of that. Now, there are going to be people out there that are going to say, well, here we are again. We're not diversified enough. We're too reliant on the auto industry. You know, I think you can make the argument that you have to play to your strengths. It's kind of an and-or type of argument. You got to play to your strengths and try to diversify outside that. But this is a much different industry than it was in 2008 and 2009, and much more competitive.
And what do you think Michigan would look like today in 2015 without those tax credits?
Well, that's a great debate. You know, I've had arguments with people for years, that my friends on the right, that say that, you know, they should have gone into a typical bankruptcy. The fact of the matter is that the bankruptcy and the debtor in possession financing market was not functioning in 2008 and 2009. But I've always defied the people. Tell me one person who was going to bring $50 billion to the rescue of General Motors. There wasn't any person or any consortium, and no one has ever been able to point to that. That's why the federal government got involved. And had we not had that bailout, and had we not done some of these tax credits and kept some of these jobs, I don't think we know where we would be. More to the point, I suspect that what would have happened is that Michigan would have been in a trench fight with a lot of neighboring states for investment in the remaining plant network that General Motors had, just to use them as one example.
Daniel Howes, Detroit News Business Columnist. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.